Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Pote. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Tabor steals second. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peacock for the out. Tabor moves to third. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabor. The slide. Desautels applies the tag. Tabor is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Desautels for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson bunts for an out with unknown description. Newsom moves to second. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Newsom scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 0 in the game. Hewson bunts for an out with unknown description. Peacock moves to second. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culberson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive towards short. Newsom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0 for 1 in the game. Pote strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor strikes out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peacock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mac strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote is 0-for-2 in the game. Pote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-0 in the game. Hewson hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Culberson moves to second. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbine bunts for an out with unknown description. Peters moves to third. Edwards moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Heath is walked intentionally. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazor hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.